Here's my soapbox moment. I've always been against the whole Wisconsin attitude. Remember when Wisconsin started, when the Badgers were doing well and the Packers were doing well and the Brewers were doing well? I feel like Wisconsin sports fans ride a tide. We go too high when it's good, and we go too high when it's low, or too low when it's low. And right now, it is low. And I will agree with you and say this is awful between the Brewers, the Badgers, and the Packers. ESPN.com, Seattle shows no mercy. CBS Sports.com, Seahawks blowout Packers. NFL.com, no match for the champs. And Fox Sports, Packers fall flat on their face. All of those things true as we bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. I think what concerns me the most is that there was a lot of listening to the Packers players and the coaches talk. There was a kind of a new attitude, a hungry attitude. The defense faster and better. The offense going to be a no-huddle machine, kind of like Chip Kelly's Eagles. And what you saw was almost a regression from the last time we've seen these guys play. What happened last night in Seattle, Brian?
It is rather puzzling. I certainly could understand the Packers if they lost to the defending Super Bowl champion,
right.
But you know, seeing them lose in this fashion was rather puzzling, I suppose. They didn't have it in any phase of the game, offense, defense, there were special teams in there as well. They got outplayed by the Seattle Seahawks, who looked they had the better game plan. Former Badgers and Packers coach Darrell Bevell looked like he's going to be a head coach in the NFL. They had the better, more athletic players. Any way you slice it, the Seattle Seahawks are just a better team right now. Could that change over the course of the next 4 months? Maybe, but I'm certainly not feeling good about it this morning.
You know, this is a team, the Seahawks team, that ever since that Phil Mary game has just become the premier team in the NFL. Take a look at the Super Bowl. The Denver Broncos, amazing. On both sides of the ball, Seahawks beat them 43-8. So the Seahawks are right now in a class all by themselves. Should we be panicking that we lost 36-16 this way? I say no, but I am concerned because all these things that I heard, we just didn't do anything, and there was no real sense of urgency. And if Balaga's out too now, Brian, I mean, Derek Sherrod's going to recover how many safeties in the end zone this year?
Yeah, you can't panic. You face the best team in the NFL on the road. There aren't many teams in the NFL, if any, that are going to go challenge the Seahawks in Seattle. So take that as a silver lining, I suppose. The Packers can still easily turn things around here, and you know, there's no reason to think they can't at least, you know, win their division. And if, you know, things get rolling by the time December, January comes around, who knows? They have the talent still to be a very good team. Now, if they suffer some injuries, there's definitely cause for concern. I think I heard on ESPN this morning the Packers are optimistic about Brian Bulaga. I don't know where that's coming from. I didn't get a chance to listen to Mike McCarthy's post-game press conference, if that's where it came from or some source. Derek Sherrod did not have a good game. It was his first regular season game back since his injury that he played a lengthy amount of time. I don't know if you want to paint that in such a way that there's hope that he'll be able to turn it around, but hopefully Brian Bulaga comes back and the Packers can turn things around.
Yeah, I mean, 30 teams haven't even taken the field yet. For Packer fans to panic, I think let's slow down a little bit. But I think the concern is that we know we are a team that can win 9, 10, 11 games, win the NFC North. I think there's a little more concern about the Bears and Lions from Packer fans in years past because they're doing some good things in both cities, and who knows what the Vikings are going to do. I think Packer fans wanted to know and wanted to see, and they believed that they could contend with the Seattle. What we don't want is to win the NFC North, okay, and then get to the playoffs and lose our first game because some team knows how to do the read option, and we can't understand how to figure that out 5 years later. And I think that's the sentiment that was kind of strengthened last night.
Yeah, the Packers' defense has to concern you. You know, you entered the season and there's all these changes. They got Julius Peppers and they're going to, you know, unveil all these new looks, and they did last night, but it didn't really help all that much. There's two things on the defense that were really cause for concern for me. One was the play of Brad Jones. I'm not sure how much longer they can stick with that kind of performance from their inside linebacker position. And on top of that, the Packers' defensive line really got pushed around in the run game. You know, they went smaller. They got rid of Johnny Jolly and Ryan Pickett, and those guys are still out on the street. I don't know if you give them a call now if you want some stout guys up front. But what they had last night definitely didn't work, so the Packers are going to have to go back to the drawing board.
That is Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com.